Absolutely, let's walk through the clues the question is hinting at. First, what do we mean when we say chemical bonding and how can we describe a bond in the simplest terms? Next, think about what makes an ionic bond different from a covalent one. Consider the electronegativity values of the two atoms involved. Does one pull electrons strongly enough to drag them away, or do the atoms share electrons to fill their outer shells? Finally, consider the forces that hold a bond together and those that can break it. What kind of energy input, heat, light, electricity, is required, and how do these conditions relate to bond strength? Answering these stepping stone questions should help you assemble a full picture of the process of bond formation, the roles of electronegativity, and the conditions that lead to bond rupture.